Malachim Beis, Perchav Aleph. This parak discusses the evil reign of Menashe, son of Chizkiah, over Yehuda. Keep in mind, Menashe grew up in a time period which was in the aftermath of the exile of the 10 tribes of Yisrael. Menashe's father, Chizkiah, had started to rebuild the nation and restore Klal Yisrael's strength, vitality, and faith in Hashem. However, it was all in the context of devastation of losing the 10 tribes of Yisrael. Menashe, 12 years old, reigned for 55 years over Yehuda. His mother's name was Chefseba. And Pasuk Beis, Vayas hara be'enai Hashem, kitoevas agayim asher horish Hashem ibnei b'nei Yisrael. And Menashe continued doing ra, evil in the eyes of Hashem, and following in the abominations of the surrounding nations. Menashe did more evil than any other king of Yehuda. Menashe reestablished the Avodah Zarah of Baal, which his father Chizkiah destroyed. Menashe made a Asherah retreat for worship and built forbidden Bama altars for private worship. Menashe brought his children to Molech, worshipped Ov the Adomi, and various types of sorcery and forbidden worship. Menashe angered Hashem. Menashe placed an Asherah idol in the Beis HaMikdash, despite Hashem's promise to protect Yisrael if they keep the words of the Torah. Menashe did not listen. And Pasuk Yubayz, Lechein Komar Hashem Elokei Yisrael, therefore Hashem, the God of Yisrael, said, Hineini Mevi Hara'a Al Yerushalayim Yehuda Asher Kol Shama Tatsilenu Shnei Eznav. I'm going to bring an evil upon Yerushalayim and Yehuda that anyone who hears this, their ears will start to ring. Hashem related, Yerushalayim will be wiped clean and destroyed like a plate that gets wiped down. Note, the Altshuler points out, it's important to remember, Hashem was primarily upset at Menashe, as many of the seemingly large sins were on their level, as Hashem would never completely forsake Yisrael. And Pasuk Tezayin, V'gam dam naki shafach Menashe. And Menashe also spilt innocent blood. The Radak brings the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Kuf Gimel Amud Beis. Menashe actually killed Yeshaya Hanavi, who was Menashe's grandfather from his mother's side. The Masudas points out, when the nation saw Menashe's bloodshed, they themselves started killing each other. Menashe then died. A word on Menashe, the Gemara in Sanhedrin Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph explains, Menashe's father, Chizkiah, who taught Torah to the entire world, tried teaching his son Menashe as well. However, nothing worked to bring Menashe to tshuva, except for when Hashem sent Menashe Yisurim, pain, suffering, and difficulties. Menashe did tshuva right away. The Gemara continues and says, Shechavivin Yisurim, Shemachzir es ha'odim le'oved esvaro, that how precious are Yisurim, pain and suffering, that they bring a person back to serve their Creator. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph, explains, Menashe did tshuva for the last 33 years of his life. At the time when Menashe did tshuva, he prayed to Hashem, and Hashem answered him. The Svarim HaKadoshim explained, on Yisurin, pain and suffering, when a person wants to see something, they look with their eyes. When you want to look further, you squint with your eyes, and if you want to see even further, you have to close your eyes completely from this world. When you close your eyes from this world completely and connect with the reality of Bayom Hahu Yechad Ushmo Echad, on that ultimate day when we see everything Hashem does is for the good, and we'll make a bracha of Hashem is good and does good. When you close your eyes and connect with the ultimate reality, a person can remove their yisurim and pain. The Svarim HaKadoshim continue to explain, that's why when a person gets scared or goes through pain, they physically shut their eyes, because it's the body's and neshama's way intuitively trying to connect to the ultimate reality, which seems so far away that everything Hashem does is for the good. And Pasuk Yitzhak Struchavav, which is the end of the parak, Amon, son of Menashe, 22 years old, reigned next for 2 years over Yehuda. Amon continued to perpetuate evil in the eyes of Hashem like his father Menashe. Amon was killed by his servants. The nation then killed Amon's servants. Yoshio, son of Amon, ruled next, and that's the end of the parak. Thank you for listening, and have a wonderful day.